oh, everything is different. It tends to be like that. A lot of Danes, or some Danes claim they don't understand Swedish and Norwegian at all. To me, it sounds weird because they're so similar. They're much more distinct in the pronunciation when they speak Swedish or Norwegian. It's a little more singing, and so in that way, I have an easier time understanding them than they have understanding me. Whereas Danish is just like you chop off all the ends of the words. You speak very fast. You do not pronounce things the way you spell it. That's really important to understand. So there's no way, or you could guess, but there's no way to be sure when you see a word written how to pronounce it. You should know in advance, which is kind of tough, I guess, for foreigners especially, and also for Swedes and Norwegians. And so they always complain about that the numbers are different in Danish and not logically, and they're like, you have like 40, 50, 60. We don't have that. We have like more close to the French, or like it would be like 40, half 30, mm-hmm. then 60. So, well, that's how it sounds, right, to them. So it's just like, does that make sense? I met a few other Danes, yeah, while here. I went to Danish something. I came, what is this, or some Danes in New York. It's a Facebook group, and they had an event, and I showed up for that. So, but there we obviously speak Danish, so that's, yeah. I didn't meet any Swedes or Norwegians so far over here. I don't know. No, I didn't do that. No, that's one of the things, is that to me it's, okay, I could like, maybe it's really heavy Southern or something, that would be, I could hear that, or, but it's hard for me to tell, oh, you're from New York, or you're from Midwest, or, I can't tell exactly what's there. It's, that's one of the things. So it's actually, I tried to sign up for an accent class to get like rid of my accent, or at least improve or reduce it, but because I got to a level where it's a little, I need someone else to tell me what to change. I think it's probably like if I get 10 things I should change, I would be able to do that. But it's hard for me to tell American accents from each other. A lot of people do. Obviously, it helped me a lot that I stayed here for 4 months. So a lot of people have the same level of English before I arrived that I had before I arrived, and that's. And I don't think it improved a lot. My vocabulary didn't improve much, but some, you always get something, and you always get there that you used to speak it. That every time you meet people, you have to speak English. So that's just. But yeah, it's very common that Danes speak a lot of English because we know that we can't do it with Danish alone. We have to learn a second language. And it's seen, I think what determines how much you actually learn is actually the expectations from society. And the expectations in the Danish society is that you learn and can't speak English, especially as young. I've had English for a lot of years in school. It's like started when I was 10, so if we count it all together, it's like grand school 10 to 9, that's gonna be 4 to 9, that's gonna be like 6 years, then top 7, 9 years of English I did. So then on top of that, I wrote my master thesis in English. Now I'm in a PhD program where a lot of foreigners work, even at Copenhagen Business School. So if we go to lunch, if there are only Danish at the lunch table, we speak Danish. As soon as the foreigner comes, we start to switch over to English, because it's just, if you want to like be inclusive, you cannot just speak. If a foreigner that doesn't speak Danish, tend to switch, unless they specifically ask you to talk Danish in order to learn the language, right? And that's so that way I have to use English all the time. It's what I read, it's what I write. It's, yeah, Mads Vestergaard Jensen.